neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
He's on the way to his uncle's house. So now, there's a story that is brought that Yaakov Avinu Shalom had to run to the group of shepherds. So now, the question that is asked, why we need to know about this story, that he noticed the group of shepherds that they're sitting around, and he's advising them, actually rebuking them, why are you just sitting around? If you are workers, but the day is not finished yet, and even though you are working for yourself, but still, that's not how you work, you know, in the middle of the day, you know, you stop working. So the question that is asked, first of all, a stranger comes and says, you know, I don't like the color of your building, right? So what do you tell him? He said, go around, you know why, you don't need to pass my building, no? Yes? So what is it to you? So that's the question that is asked, why we have to know about this story? What is the story is all about? Why? Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What's your question?
No question. No question. Why we have to know this story then? Let's say, what's the purpose? You know the story?
No.
No?
So you don't have to bring into people. You could tell them about the nice and at the same time make him happy.
I know, but it doesn't fit. Well, he's on the way to get married, right? To find his soulmate. So then all of a sudden, Tatan should stop, say, oh, Yaakov Avinu ran into these people, and then he rebuked them, he gave them musar. Right, why we need to know that? Yes.
Ah,
so what's the difference between somebody that is Sadiq and is not Sadiq? What's the difference?
The difference is one is a
Sadiq,
the other one is not a
Sadiq. Chazal Gubarov, beautiful, very nice, very nice. So now here, Rav Hashem is teaching us, there's a difference between Sadiq and?
Not Sadiq.
Not Sadiq. What's the difference between Sadiq and not Sadiq?
Not able to fight the Yetzirah. Not that Sadiq is not, he doesn't have the power, the ability.
No, that's always the challenge is there, you know, it never stops. You always, you have to wrestle with your Yetzirah. I mean, that's what they
care about other people, not only about himself.
Ah, very nice. So now here we see, Tatamsha is informing us there's a big difference. One could say, what is it to me? Who am I to tell these people what you are not to do? And not only that, who cares? You know, if I tell them, say, who are you? Right? So here we see, who is the real Sadiq? Sadiq hates falsehood, hates shaker. Somebody that says, you know, okay, you know who he is, I come and tell him, you know, this is not right. You say, you know who I am? You know who I am? You come here and tell me what you're not to do? I wrote 20 Sefarim. So now you tell me what the halacha is? Who are you? So here we see, Tatamsha is teaching us, Yaakov Avinu Shalom is a stranger, just walked into the city. And not only that, these are all wicked people. They put 1 ton stone on the well. Why? Because they didn't want anybody to use it. So they made an agreement, we only going to use the water. How? That nobody can move it. So now he comes and tell him, why are you sitting around? Why are you doing this? But what is it to you? That's the whole point. One can just pass by and then turns his head, you know, to the other side and says, I didn't see. Leave me alone, leave me alone. I have enough headache. I don't want another, what do you call it? Another? No, another whore in my rosh, right? That's what they say. Say, no, let them do whatever they want to do. Yeah? You know, they're big, they're this, they're that, they're doing this, they have, power, they're controlling everything. But here you see, it doesn't work that way. So Tosha is teaching us that a real true Sadiq is not going to say, shh, what is it to me? And you see the same scenario, Babu Shabbalam Shalom. He came out, you see, he's an Egyptian, you know, did terrible thing. He said, well, why should I get involved? You know, that's what happened to him. He had to run away. He had to be away for 60 years. He said, you know, I didn't see nothing. Let them do whatever they want to do. But we see here, that doesn't how it works. Yehudi should understand that he has a responsibility. You see something wrong, you have to fix it. And how to fix it and so on, that's a different story. But you cannot say, let them do whatever they want.
But we have another section that says you don't not give comment, because who are you to give comment to people? How do you go against this and that?
Where did you find this statement? It's not Jewish. It's not Jewish.
That was a 99 cents for me.
How I can confront when I'm by myself, check myself in the mirror, I'm in a level to confront somebody?
No, that statement in Gemara means that maybe we're not prepared as well as we should be, as that's our information, the way we have to approach people, because people might not listen. It doesn't mean that if they don't listen, right, then you keep quiet. So you have to learn how to tell people, right? We have to inform people. Why? Because we have a portion in the Torah, it's called two of them. It's called the chapter of curses, right? Parshat Melalot. And then he says, V'yikashelu ish be'ahib. What is that curse is all about? He says that the fellow Jew stumbled because of another fellow Jew. Why? Because Gemara Shabbat says when the angels were informed that to destroy Yerushalayim and the Reshaim. So then the angels came to Hashem and said, what do you mean? The Sadiqim, they were supposed to direct these wicked people. So now they have to be punished too because they keep quiet. Hashem said, no, I know if they would tell him, they would not listen. I know, Hashem said. So the Malachim, you know what they say? The angel said, you know, but they don't know. You know that if they would tell him, they would not listen. But they didn't know. They just kept quiet. Why? Because they want to be Sadiq themselves. They didn't want a headache. They didn't want to go through the effort to tell people, no, it's wrong. That's not how you should do it. You have to correct yourself. So now we see the outcome was Hashem destroyed the Sadiqim and the wicked together. Hashem Barak could not answer him. That's what the Qilala here, the curse here is, V'yikashelu ish. So here we see this portion that we learn is message that you cannot say he's big, he's this, he's famous, you know, he has control. It doesn't work that way. You cannot, for the sake that you feel, you know, maybe he has whatever that he's supposed to have, but he doesn't have. He doesn't have because many times people, they're not doing the right thing. Why? Because they feel they lose their respect, they lose their paycheck. He says, it's not worth it. You know, $10,000 comes to my pocket. You know, I tell people, you know, to do this and that. And then we say, we don't need you. Go. I'm saying? Every Yehudi. Any Yehudi has, as I explained to you, he says, Gemara Shabbat, V'yikashelu ish be'ahib. Why? Because you felt, you know, forget it, you know, they're not going to listen to me, and you know, it's not worth it, it's not worth a headache, they're not going to like me. No, they're not going to like me, forget it. So here we see, Yaakov Nalav Shalom, where do you come from? You fell on the moon, you're telling us what to do, not to do? But that's what we're learning. Now Ramban says a very beautiful thing. The Pasuk says, Hen Ot Hayom Gadol. It says, Hen Ot Hayom Gadol. So the day is very long because they were sitting around. So now Ramban Tzatzal goes to the depth of it. So we have in mathematics, in numbers, we have numbers that they have match, like 1, 1, to become 10, what do you have? Chazak Baruch, very nice. You have 2, to become 10, what do you have?
8.
Chazak Baruch. Now, for 3 to become 10, what do you need?
7.
Chazak Baruch. Now, for 4 to become 10, what do you need?
6.
6. For 5, you need how many?
5.
5? You sure? See, it's very interesting. 5 doesn't have a Ben Zug.
Correct. It's his own.
It's his own. How about 50?
Same thing.
So now all the numbers, they have a match. 1, 9, 2, 8, 3, 7. But 5 and 50 they don't have. You understand? So here the Pasuk says, Hen Ot Hayom Gadol. It says Hen. Hen, the numeric value is 5 and 50. So Ramban says, look at this. Lo et ha'asef ha'mirneh. So Ramban says, you know what's happening here? Because you have a choice. The choice here is, the Hayom, the Galut is very gadol. You know how many years we are waiting? And then ha'asef, the gathering, the kibbutz galiot, hasn't happened. Why? Because we haven't got together. One is in England, one is in France, one is unfortunately in Los Angeles, one is in New York, one is in Manhattan. The kibbutz galiot, to get together, doesn't happen. So here the pasuk says, Hen Hayom Gadol, Lo Et Hafetz. But why? Because the Hen hasn't happened. Because we're not like a 5 to get together. We are like the 50 to get together. But when we realize we should have unity, we should have achdut, we should respect one another, then the et ha'asef, the kibbutz galiot, the gathering of Am Yisrael in Yerushalayim, Tikvanim, Tikonen, is going to take place.
Amen.
The karov mamash. And that's a beautiful depth that Ramban Zatzal teaches us. השם יזכנו, בעזרת השם יהיה גאולה.
כל הנשמות, הלל כהללו קום. כל הנשמות, נשמות שלי. כל הנשמות, הלל כהללו קום. כל הנשמות, נשמות שלי.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.